So we'll learn tonight Leil Nishmas Reb Binyamin Reb Nosson HaKoyen. No, not HaKoyen. Halevi. Halevi. Okay. So Rabbi Isai, I would like to, okay, we'll start as usual with the Amar Naim, and then we'll go on to the Kedushas Levi. So the Amar Naim of Parashas Shlach is very deep, very deep. And the Amar Naim attempts to explain the idea that the Gemara says in Saita Daf Lamed Dalet, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Davar Zeh Mesoreis B'Yadeinu Ma'aseinu. Rabbi Yitzchak said, in regard to the Meraglim, that we have a tradition from our forefathers, a special thing, that Meraglim Al Shem Ma'aseim Nekroyim. That the names of the Meraglim are not Stam names. Every child, when he's born, is given a name, Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. Every parent has Ruach HaKodesh. And the name means something. And the name encapsulates the essence of the nature of the child. And the name is Mamash Ruach HaKodesh. And by the Meraglim is also Ruach HaKodesh. But obviously the parents gave them a name that captured not their good essence, but their bad essence. And their very names that are mentioned at the beginning of the parasha before they sinned are names that indicate the nature of their sin. So the Gemara says, for instance, we have Sesur ben Michael. And Sesur is Lashon Soser. Shesoser Maisa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sesur destroyed, demolished the accomplishments of Hashem. And Michael is Lashon that Kavyachal, he made Hashem, or the enemy of Hashem, which is a euphemism, Mach, Michael. He crushed and he emasculated Kavyachal Hashem. And Rabbi Yechon says we can go further with this idea. For instance, we have a Nachbi ben Vofsi. Strange name. Nachbi is Lashon Hichbi Dvar Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Nachbi fellow hid and concealed the words of God. So Hashem said it's a good country, and he sort of put that to his side. He rejected it. He hid it. Nachbi Lashon Lechave Hichbi. And Vofsi comes from the root Pei Samach, comes from the word Psia, to tread. He tread and stepped and crushed the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So their very names indicate their sin, which is a really amazing thing, because the name is again Ruach HaKodesh. And when they were born many years earlier, Hashem put in the mouths of their parents words that alluded to their downfall. So the Mori Naim would like to explain this a little bit better. What does that mean? So the Mori Naim is a very deep thought, and again, you have to be Zoycha to understand it and explain it to you. And he explains that the Zohar says in the beginning of Parashat Shlach that when it says that Shlach Hanoshim v'yasures aretz, send out men, they should go and explore the land. The land we're talking about is not the land of Israel. We're talking about the land Haaretz or Yaina. We're talking about the upper lands, the highlands. And it means that Eretz Yisrael Shalmala. In other words, the Meraglim, their job was to actually uncover the spiritual advantages of Eretz Yisrael. They were not making a geological tour of Eretz Yisrael. They were not making a botanical tour of Eretz Yisrael. They were not making an agricultural tour of Eretz Yisrael. They were not making an architectural tour of Eretz Yisrael, which is all on terra firma down here on Earth. When Klal Yisrael is coming to Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to Eretz Yisrael because it's fertile land like Bulgaria and Hungary. Hungary is very fertile. You know, you go to Tokaj, very good place to be. Erlau, top guy, very good districts, good vine. We didn't take Eretz Yisrael because it's very, very fertile places. They went there itself because of the spiritual opportunities. So if you're going to put together an IPO, some good investment, you're going to tell people about the big opportunities, the things that excite people, the kind of things that you want people to be excited about is making a profit, making some money on a good deal. So what the Rebbe Eichner wants to tell Klai Yisrael, there's a good deal to be made in Eretz Yisrael. He's telling them, I want to appeal to what I know is uppermost in the mind of a proper Jew, which is the spiritual advantages to be accrued from Eretz Yisrael. So the Zohar says that it was Eretz El Yayna. Go check out the spiritual stuff and look in Shemayim. There's a heavenly Eretz Yisrael, like the Bach says in Siman Reish Ches, the famous Bach on the tour, that we eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, there's a Kedusha Shalmala, an Eretz Yisrael Shalmala, and that Kedusha is sent down into the fruits of Eretz Yisrael down on earth, and they're saturated with that Kedusha, and we eat those fruits, you get that Kedusha. So, he says Eretz Yisrael is the Kli. He says, the Kli of Olam Haba is the Baltic Loshan, the Kli. If you want to know the train, the Amtrak that brings you to Olam Haba, it's Eretz Yisrael. Yaduah Eretz Yisrael v'achomer v'akli shalom haba. It's the external Kli that brings you to Olam Haba. So, we want to tell the people how easy it's going to be to get to Olam Haba. We know that all the Yidden are only doing one thing to get to Olam Haba. So tell them, Eretz Yisrael, this is your express train to Olam Haba. And have the Yidden not gone to Eretz Yisrael right away without listening to Meraglim. The Maralayim says a little later on that this would be Yemais Mashiach, would have started right away. And would never be a Galus. And the Mashiach would be there right away, be finished. But what exactly were they supposed to learn in Eretz Yisrael? Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehyeh Bezro. So he says that the ultimate thing that a Jew has to learn is the art of choice, the art of Bechira, to make the right choices. So if you want to know what career, if you want a job description, a mission statement for a Yid, what is your mission? The mission in the world is to make good choices. That's why really decisions are the hardest thing in the world to make. We discussed this many times. People get paid to make good decisions, right? The decision makers get paid much more than the robotic soldiers or robotic assembly line workers or anybody else. Decision makers, the bigger the decisions you have to make, the more money you get paid. It's awesome amounts of money the big CEOs on top there get. Obviously sometimes it's way too much, but what's the $200 million compensation package for 1 year? I mean, it's kind of a little crazy. But who can even fathom? Well, I make the right decisions. My decisions made the company, made $5 billion, so I'm worth it. So, the Chayra, we have an old problem, says the Chavos Levavos. The idea of free choice seems to contradict the idea of the omniscience of the Almighty God. So on the one hand, Hashem knows everything. On the one hand, it says, Hakol Tzafui. Everything is known in advance. Hashem knows everything. Right, Gedalia? So Hashem knows everything. How do you have free choice? He knows exactly what you're going to choose. If he knows what you're going to choose, you don't have free choice. Because it's preordained and predestined, and Hashem knows it. The Rambam himself says one of the difficulties, one of the greatest philosophical challenges is to reconcile Hakol Tzafui versus Nesuna. Everything is known and pre-known, preordained even, because if God knows it, it has to happen. And yet we say we have free choice. So the Moranayim is going to try to give us a little piece of sophisticated talk that somehow he's going to reconcile it. There's no problem. And I'm not sure I understand it, but it's fascinating what he says. So I'll try my best to just give it over to you. I really don't understand it fully. I mean, because the Rambam says he can't understand it. So he's just trying to make it a little bit closer to our minds to appreciate there's no contradiction. And he says, the pshat is that really the essence of the world should not have bechira. He says bechira between tov and ra is essentially a product of shviras hakelim, which means to say, shviras hakelim is a very important terminology in Kabbalah, and it's very simple to understand shviras hakelim, because on the one hand we believe that an achdus Hashem. Hashem is echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem echad. There's only one God, nothing but God, nothing to think about. There's nothing else, unless asar ponimine. No nanometer of this world is empty of God. Hashem is everywhere, Hashem is everything. There's nothing but God. So really, on the one hand, you are God. So I should believe in you. I should believe in you, and you and you. I'm God. That's Pasha, we didn't do that before. But I'm telling you, not even you're God. You, of all people. Because God is everywhere. So God is everywhere. He's even inside you, and he is you. Very hard to comprehend. So, in order to just say the words, the whole Briyas Olam was only Shayach when there was a concept of Shvir Sakelim. That Hashem sort of broke himself into fragments. And the world we live in is called the Alma de Piruda. It's called the separate world, the fragmentized world. So, meaning to say, everything's Hashem, but you're just a fragment of Hashem. You are Hashem. Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is all over you. But somehow, you're broken off from Hashem. You're Hashem, but you're broken off from Hashem. I'll say no more. So that's the Shprach. The Reid, the Shprach, to understand, to have a little idea how Hashem is everything, but yet there's still a you, and you have an identity, is that the Olam HaShvira. And the Olam HaShvira, and the Olam HaPiruda, in the world of separation from God, although everything is God, there's the illusion that there's some things are good and some things are bad. Because what doesn't look like God, or according to the Ratzon of God, is bad. But everything is God, so meaning your choice to do bad is really Hashem. Yes and no. Again, I do not presume to be able to really explain this to you. I would just say the words that the Mor Naim gives them. But he says, the reason why, why in the world did the good Lord create an Alma de Peruda and make an Olam HaShvira? Do you guess why? So, says the Mor Naim, because, again, in human terms, God wants to have some pleasure. You forget God, little Tainuk? You have Tainuk, you eat Cholent, and you can drink a beer in Shabbos, and God should have any Tainuk. There's nothing that gives God more Tainuk than when he challenges mortals with flesh and blood. Such a grub of flesh and blood, such a prust of flesh and blood, with prust of Machshavos, and prust of Taivus, and vulgar, low desires. And we have the opportunity to do bad things, nasty things, dirty things, and yet we don't. Sometimes. And we misgaber, and we choose to do the right thing, the good thing, the proper thing, the gohibin thing. And we are being pulled downward, away from Hashem, we're pulled upward towards Hashem, and we make a decision to do what God would want me to do. I'm doing it because God wants me to do it. So, I don't know, anybody here any struggles today? Or today was a great day, no problem. Today you just flowed through life, you had no nisyonos. No, nothing was dragging you downward, and you had to like make a, either you gave in, or you said, no, I'm pastnished. I can't do this. God will be very upset with me, and I'll be disappointed with myself, I can't do it. I'm not doing it. So, when you did do it, and you did the right thing, so you really were attracted, what you really did was, is that you allowed yourself to be attracted to the Ratzon Hashem. So ultimately, the decision to do the right thing wasn't much of a decision. It was and it wasn't. What you really did was, is that you just attached yourself to the world above Peruda. And you just allowed yourself to surrender to the Das of Hashem. And you did things the way Hashem intended it to be. So, that gave Hashem a lot of pleasure. And if there wouldn't be Ra, he said, then we wouldn't be able to go, we wouldn't have a salus ala malachim. The chol somala, even I say. Ma'af Hashem b'nei Ra klal. So this is a rule that the Mor Naim has repeated a thousand times. is that guy has more pleasure from Zisha cats than he does from the biggest Malach Michoel. Because Michoel can only do good. Big deal. But you could do no good. But you chose to do good, and you're here tonight this year. You could be home doing who knows what. And you're here. So why are you here? Because you made a choice that this is the best thing you do. You didn't give in to your Titus, your laziness, and your sloth. So therefore, God has a lot of pleasure. Every second you're sitting here, whether you understand what I'm talking about or not, this little piece you do understand. So that makes God happy. So, Asiva Shemeva the Bechira the Bechor Derech Echad Mitoivira of the Adas. Kemein Das Avdolam Anayim. And, Ayde Adas, Boycha Kalech Lefi Daitoi, Kemashimateo Adashaloi. And Das is one of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which has a Shoresh Dalmala Badas Elyon. The Tzor L'Same is Lalis Ben Adas Zel L'Shrusha Shal Das Das Elyon. And that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, Das Elkei Avicha Avdeyu. So, bottom line of what he's saying is that, really, we don't make the choice to do the right thing. I'm just saying, God, let me, it's like I'm making a balloon. God, I have a bad thought, and I have a good thought. Hashem, please, pull the book. My das tells me the right thing to do is the right thing. So just let that thought to do what's right remain uppermost in my mind. Let me follow my better instincts, my higher instincts, and let my das down here connect and cling to your das and Shemayim, and that way I'll do what's right. So ultimately, he's just trying to like bring out the idea that Bechira, when I choose the right thing, is not that I'm really like coming up with a new decision. I'm really just connecting with my old real self, which is to be Mechubar to Hashem. That seems to be the connect she wants to bring out. That ultimately, to choose right is not my decision. And it's like something new. Hashem knew all the time what the right thing is. And what I'm really doing is, I do have a choice to do evil and bad. But I really, like, I surrendered the das, the little bit of sliver of das in me, to the das of Hashem, and that magnetically pulled me up to a higher place. And that's called Soyed HaBirur, Levar HaToyv and HaRa, which was in me because of the Shvira. And my das just identified Toiv and Ra. And I, by identifying Toiv, it seems that what he's trying to bring out is that my Bechir is not such a big deal. It's the identification, you know, this is good and this is bad, because the son really wants to disguise things. He's a big con artist, and he's a big disguise artist, and he didn't want me to figure out this is Toiv and Ra. All I have to do is not so much to choose to do what's good, but rather to identify what's good and what would be the will of God. And by identifying it as the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem takes over and pulls the best out of me and drags me to my highest. That, so he says, the Das is the Bechira. The Das is the Bechira. So the Bechira, he says, is not Hepech Me Diyasai. It's Mamash Shoyish HaBechira is the Das. Again, it could sound like words also. So Nachamal, the Moranayim is saying that I'm not making the right choice. I'm merely connecting with the Das of the Rebbe Hashlom. By knowing what's right and wrong, the God makes the decision for me. But I just have to figure out what's right and wrong. And when I make the decision what's right, it means I use my Das. And once I understand what's right and wrong, Hashem will give me the Siyata Deshmaya and drag the good out of me and make the right decision for me, so to speak. That's the chiddush he wants to bring out. So, he says that the Meraglim didn't like this. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the Meraglim really were not sent on an exploration mission into Eretz Yisrael to go make a little trip and make a nice tour of the Galil and the Chevron and the Sharon and all the different places and Yisrael and the Emek and the Negev and Eilat. We're not making this. That wasn't what it was all about. It was a tour of Lamala. Watch a tour Lamala. So number one, the Moranayim says tour Tav Reish Tav Vav Reish Lashon Torah. What the Rebbe Hashanah sent the Rambam about was is that we will get Olam Haba for making the right choices. And the right choices aren't so hard to make, because all you have to do is mischaber my idea with the idea of Hashem. So the reason why Moshe, why did the Rebbeinu Shlomo want the Meraglim to go there to Israel, he was maskim, because he wanted Yidden to know, like I said earlier, that the best place to get to Olam Haba is Eretz Yisrael. Why is the best place to get to Olam Haba is Yisrael? Because in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be closer to the Das of Hashem than the Chutz Laretz. And the right decisions are totally at knowing the Das of Hashem. So that's why he sent them to Shemayim, to show them in the spiritual map, the Eretz Yisrael is closer, a person living in Eretz Yisrael is much closer to the Das of Hashem than any place else in Chutz Laretz. Memele will make the right decisions, and making the right decisions will be closer to Olam Haba. And therefore, the person who is against this is called Susur ben Michoel. Sur means he was Saiser, all this. These Meraglim did not believe in this concept. They did not ultimately believe that a person, that you have a choice between good and bad, and that you have a choice to get rid of the Ra, and that you're getting rid of the Ra by identifying the Tov, and mainly you're part of the Tov. This complicated cheshbon that I just tried to give over to you from the Mor Nayim, this whole cheshbon, they didn't believe in all this. They didn't believe in this idea that we can connect to the Das Elyon, that mainly I make the right, not that I make the right decisions, Hashem sort of making it for me, because I want to connect with his Das. When I connect with his Das, he makes the decision for me. This whole concept, it's a binyan. In other words, it's a sheer kaima. Those hayes designed that you can't be a stupid Jew. You cannot be an ignoramus. You cannot be a simpleton. You cannot be naive. A yid has to understand that to do the Ratzon Hashem, you have to have an intellectual binyan. It's a binyan that understand that there's good and there's bad. I know Hashem put this in me for the reasons that the Mor Nayim explains. I should be bigger than the Malach. But it's not so hard. I'm not really choosing what's good. All you have to have is identify what's good. I want my das to be mischaber the Rebbeinu Shlomo. If my das is mischaber the Rebbeinu Shlomo das, but knowing what's good, Hashem will make the decision for me. This whole binyan that we are truly the masters of our bechira with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Meraglim was seiser the whole thing. They did not see man as being so great. They did not see our potential as being so great. So that's why the first Meraglim of Gemara brings is Susur Michael. He says, Stira is the opposite of being a Talmud Chacham, because what does the Gemara say in Brachas? Right? V'chol b'nayach l'mudi Hashem. Right? Al tikri b'nayach l'boinayach. Talmud Chacham called boinim, builders. What does Talmud Chacham build? Buildings. World Trade Centers, Sears Towers. What do they build? John Hancock buildings, Empire State Building, Chrysler buildings. What does Talmud Chacham build? He builds an intellectual construct. He builds a ladder. Sula mutzavart savarut reish megishamayma. A Talmud Chacham builds a binyan hanefesh and a binyan haseichel. He has an edifice, a scaffolding, which will support his getting closer to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and being mischaber to the das of Hashem. So sesur, stira, destruction, demolition is the opposite of a Talmud Chacham, which is boinim. Kol b'nai mudi Hashem. Talmud Chacham called boinim, and therefore he's stira. And that's why it's called Michael also. Michael is a shemach, to crush. And nachbi, then vafsi. Nachbi is a lahachbi, is to hide the Ratzon Hashem. And the whole Yisrael of Talmud Chacham is to be megal the Ratzon Hashem, and megal das Hashem. And vafsi, to put your foot down. And Talmud Chacham doesn't put his foot down, he puts his foot up. He's not going downward, he's going upward. So therefore he says that the Yisoid or the Meraglim was that a Yid is supposed to believe that, again, the purpose of learning Torah is to build a ladder. That's what's called Boinim. It's a Gevaltig Gezach. In other words, our problem is, and we were probably with the Meraglim. You know that the Yisroel Moshe said that he was a Gilgal, his first Gilgal. He was one of the people in Klai Yisrael doing the Machlekes of Korach Vadasai, and he wasn't with Moshe, and he wasn't with Korach. He was someplace in the middle. He couldn't figure out who's right, who's wrong. Because Korach was such an awesome person. Don't think Korach was like a nobody. Korach was a fantastic person, and it was very hard to figure it out. Till the Moshe made the Moifestake, it wasn't so clear. So he was from the guys in the middle, nishtahair. But my point being is that that people in doubt, the yisoid of Liman HaTorah is to get rid of doubts. The yisoid of Liman HaTorah is to build a binyan, to have a solid construction that my mind, I understand in my mind how the world is running. I'm building a way to get closer to Hashem, to be mischaber with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Everyone's building a migdal bavel. I'm building a migdal. I want to be Reish Megia Shemaima. I want to build this big ladder, this big staircase to get to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the Meraglim didn't understand that. They didn't understand like this man, like the Zohar Kadosh says. The Surah Zohar means the Eretz El Yaina. You have to build an intellectual construct that I'm getting closer and closer to Hashem. If you just learn the Gemara, you just learning without that, you're missing the whole point of the learning. The learning, about the, you learn, but when you get up in the morning, you mekabel, and you say Kriyishma, you mekabel, Oyla Ma'atul Shemayim, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad, Eina Levad, there's nothing but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You're building in your mind the concept, there's nothing else that matters. In my life, my goal in life is one thing, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad. I want to be Mischaber L'Achdusi Yisborach. And I'm building my mind every day, I'm adding new the highways. The United States of America has tens of thousands of miles of the federal highway system. Big deal. Trillions of dollars spent already. Not millions, trillions already spent on the federal highway system. And spending more. And so the United States has vision. President Eisenhower started it in the 50s. The federal interstate highway system. So the guy had a musik that we have to have highways over the whole country. To mechaber the whole country with roads, good roads. Not potholes, out of the city, super highways. A goya zaza soga. We shouldn't be balei soga. A balei soga is a pshat. I'm not. Hashem didn't mean that I should end my life with my nose in the cup of coffee, my nose in a Starbucks, and my biggest sheaf in life is to have a better cup of Starbucks when it's still hot, piping hot. And if I'm really lucky, I'll get such a hot cup of Starbucks that'll fall on me and burn me. I'll sue them for $3 million. That's another great idea I'd come up with. So if you use your minds for all kinds of ideas, how to weasel money out of people and outsmart people, and that's what your brain's all about. You wasted a good brain. You wasted your life. The purpose of life is to build a highway system to Shemayim, to Mischaber with the Das Elyon from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the Meraglim does the Nish Fishtana. They didn't want to understand. They didn't know that. They would claim Kepin. And they didn't want to accept it from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe knew he was in trouble. So this is the Yisoid. He says he ends over this Knech. That a tzaddik, since the tzaddik is building this staircase to Shemayim, this highway to Shemayim, he can fall, but shteit in pasuk, sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. A tzaddik can fall 7 times, he still gets up. And he'll keep going. A tzaddik can make mistakes. Hashem can tolerate a mistake of a tzaddik, a chet of a tzaddik. You know why? Because tzaddik means he's going in the right direction. And you go in the right direction. You know, if you're driving on the highway already, no, Mo, you go a little too fast, go too slow, you go through red light, do some road rage, you're going, you don't wear your seat safety belt. No, it happens. But you're on the right road. At least you're going in the right direction. The tzaddik is going, the tzaddik is lamala. He has this construction. Look, nobody's perfect, so I make mistakes on the way, but Hashem loves you because you're in the right direction. But the Russia, and we all could call for Russia's status if we're not going up or going down. So Russia is not in the right direction. He's totally just not doing the right direction. He's just headed the other way. He's forward-headed for Elul Haza. This is interesting to him. And he's learning Torah Almanas, whatever is Elul Haza, Cheshbon Asar, to get covered, to get money, to get power, to get a shtelah, to get a shidduch. And he's missing the whole point. Missing the whole point. That really for emphasizes Kasha. One place it says, Shalom 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 Shalom. Another place it says, that whoever learns Shalosh Shema, Mutter Shenepach Shiyasa Panav. Whoever learns Shalosh Shema, it's better he should never be born. His whole fetus should be turned upside down in the mother womb. He should never be born. So Chilik is partial. Chaim Elazar says, Avad, you have to learn Shalosh Shema, because if the master tells you to get something from the second floor, he says, go get something from the second floor. And meanwhile, what do? You run to the staircase, you put your foot on the first step. Hamachotzef! I told you to go to the second floor to get me something. What are you putting your foot in this? I didn't tell you to go on that step. So it's obvious. The master knows you can't get to the second floor without going up the staircase. And the staircase says step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4. So he has no time if you're going one step at a time. You're not a mile. You can't fly. So Shalom Lishma is the steps. Shalom Lishma is the support to get there with a banister. But my goal is to get to the second story. My goal is to do the Ratzon Hashem. So Hashem has no problem with you going slow and going low, because you can only go high. You first have to go low. It's never pashut. When he said get to the second story, he meant go take the staircase. And the staircase has lower rungs to it. No problem. Hashem has no problem with you. So Shalom Lishma gets to Shalom Lishma. It's not Chayach otherwise. But the guy who's Gantz, interested in getting to the second story, and he's only interested in his story, and he's only interested in his mamash knowing Torah for mamash totally selfish reasons, and he's no interest in getting closer to the Rabbanu Shalom, that the Shalom Lishma Hashem should have turned you upside down, because you're turning the whole world upside down, and you are living a topsy-turvy life, which is the Hepech, going the wrong direction. So he says, that's the pshat that says in the Gemara Lashon in the Avodah Zarah, Daf Chavav, about Minim Apikarsim, Moiridim V'Loi Malim. By Apikars it says, if you're walking in the street next to Apikars, and you see like a open sewage pit, you know, without the thing on it, so you're walking next to this Apikars, so when you pass by the open sewer, just give him a push and let him fall down, and if he screams, help, let me out! Put the sewage thing back on it and put some leaves on top of it. You throw them down, you don't bring them up. Says the Heliga Morinayim, that's a remez to the whole mahus of the min, this heretic. He's maridin, he's never going up. You and I, we're down for the sake of going up. We yoyred, we're like the Chevy Yipo Tzadik, but we've come. My goal in life is to go up. So therefore, no matter how far I fall, Hashem will lift me up. Because I'm not, I can glitch, I can slip. My derech is upwards. I'm not going to stay down there. Yeah, come on, I'll help you out. But minim is my reading the mal. They have no aliyah whatsoever. They're just gansen down. Azoy zog the sanctity of Hedlik Amor Naim and Hayim to get Parsha Parsha Shlach. The big Zoy refers to what we'll maybe say the Zoy HaKadosh for Shabbos. Now, along comes the Hedlik Kedushas Levi, and we have a beautiful Yisayit in the Kedushas Levi, which is Mashlam, what we just learned from the Amor Naim. That's what we look for. So the beautiful Yisayit in the Kedushas Levi about Tefillah. The Kedushas Levi says, he addresses a fascinating question, and that is, how come in Shmoneh Esrei we do not have Malchus? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Nor Ezei Elokei Avraham Kenei Yitzvah Yaakov Elokei Lo Gibar Nor Egel Yonke Malchus Dim Tevin Kenei Kol Zecher Zei Voice. Here we go. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Nor Ezei Elokei Avraham Kenei Yitzvah Yaakov Chaye Meisim, Baruch Adonai Hashem, right? Okel Hakadosh, Baruch Adonai Hashem, Chanun, what Atah Chaynin, how's it go? Baruch Adonai Hashem, Chaynin Adoas, Baruch Adonai Hashem, Eretz Beshuva, Baruch Adonai Hashem, Chanun Beis Loach, Baruch Adonai Hashem, Goy Yisrael, Baruch Adonai Hashem, Rechvei Chol Yom Yisrael. What happened to Malchus? Where's Malchus? Now, you made a shakel lately? Baruch Adonai Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shakol Yevor. Shaki is Malchus. Eat some bread lately. Baruch Adonai Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Amotz Dachmorat. And put on tefillin lately. Baruch Adonai Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Laniyat Tefillin. Shek Hashem Zavitzvan Laniyat Tefillin. Baruch Adonai Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shek Hashem Zavitzvan Al Mitzvah Tefillin. So Birkas Mitzvahs Malchus. Because then in Malchus, Shmoneh Esrei, no Malchus. You ever think about that? Have you thought about that lately during Shmoneh Esrei? Did you notice that? Pretty basic Judaism, no? Well, who stole the Melech? Who kidnapped the Melech at Shmoneh Esrei? So the Rishonim has the kasha, but he doesn't bring down their answers. So Grada, the famous, the Rosh, the Taisus and Brachas that say that in the first Bracha you have Avram Avinu. Since Avram Avinu was the first one to call the Rabbanu Shalom Adoin, so when you say Avram Avinu, you have Malchus Hashem. The name Avram is Malchus. He is the man who is Malchus to Rabbanu Shalom. And then the rest of the Rabbanu Shalom Esrei are like Smuchim L'Chavar, they're Smuchim to the first Bracha, as the Hemshech of the Malchus of Avram Avinu. That Teretz Rishonim give. Okay, a little Doichik, maybe, but Rishonim Acharos, yeah? But you know, Fort felt Malchus. So the more and I saw the Heilig Kedush Levi directly addresses the problem directly, and Kedush Levi says, "Yisoidus Gedoylam Admoid." I hope it's not too late for you to listen and carefully understand it. Zok to Kedush Levi,
bring the Zoya Kaddish, the Zoya Kaddish date. Lest Tivu Sharya Ela Basar Sheish the Kar Venukva. The Shechina does not rest, and good and Bracha doesn't rest in a place known as a Zoch and a Keva. Because, listen to this, this is very, you have to have a husband and a wife, Zisha. Husband alone can't do it. Wife alone can't do it. You have to have both. And that is why women have breasts, and they're called dadim. The breast, which is yonik of baby, is called dadim, a dad, because a dad is lashon dalis. Listen very carefully. The letter dalid, you know, the word in the Hebrew is not dalid. The letter is not called dalid. It's called dalis. Dalis is dalid lamed yud tof, dalis, which really means dalis, lashon dalis, poverty friction. Dalis means poor. Dalis means the less. It does not have. The less lay. He doesn't have. That's the push of dalis. That's why David HaMelech, his name is David, dalid, vav dalid. He was an oni vevyon. Ich bin garnished, and weiter und weiter garnished. David is dalis mit dalis. If I'm garnished, I'm garnished. I'm garnished, I'm garnished. So we shouldn't feel so bad. We're garnished, we're garnished. David Melech, we're in the garnished club. Right? The GMG club. Garnished, mid garnished. So I think we should have a big, I think we should get the baseball hat. GMG club. Garnished, mid garnished. Was Matriya Becheskel. Garnished, mid garnished. GMG. So, Zot the Hele Gemara Naya, that there's two dadim on the Nekeva, and a dad is dalid dalid, dalis with a dalis, because the nursing system by Nekeva is by the dadim. And the nursing system requires two aniyim. Listen to this, there's two poor people in the nursing system. The one obvious poor person is the one the recipient, who has to drink. The baby has to drink. But Chazal tell us, more than the baby wants to drink, or the calf wants to drink, the mother or the cow wants to give it to drink. So the mother Nebuch needs also to give. More than the taker needs to take, the giver needs to give. So the giver is a bigger ani. The bigger is a bigger ani. No, the bigger is the giver ani than the taker. I like that. Because the giver desperately wants to give. So that's why you have two dadim, two dalits, and it symbolizes the idea that here, at the Makam Yanika, there's two poor people, not one poor person. Not just in the Keva. Not just the Keva, the one, in a certain sense, the Keva is the Makabel, she's the Kli, she takes. The one that gives, the Zachar gives, is also a taker. The giver is a taker, because the giver needs to give. It's taking a giving. It's taking a giving. To give is a big take. As Dr. Marinayim, listen to this. This is Meyridik in the Welt. He says, David HaMelech therefore says to him, Ki ani ve'evyon ani. He's I'm an ani and an evyon. What's the difference between ani and evyon? We know that an evyon is worse off than an ani. Ani is poor. An evyon is toiv lakoil. He's even more poor. He needs everything. Zok the Gedush Levi, the Pshat is, that the evyon, is the mashpia, the giver. The mashpia, the oni, is the makabel. The evian is toiv lashpia lechotaynuk. The evian who's the bigger nitzrich is the giver. Because he has to give, and to give is a bigger nitzrich than the taker. Do you hear what he said with you? You missed the point, or you die. There's two things. There's a pajim shot, who's the big oni? The taker. So a guy comes to your door and says, I need a nagdava. So he's a schnorrer, what are you? You're a kanzak knacker. No, if you would be in the right madrig, you'd be so eager to give. You'd be chalashing to give. Reb Chaim Tzanz was chalashing to give. They're looking to give. My wife had a Zayda, his name was Reb Yonah Benish Dennis. The awesome gvir. In the Russian Revolution, again, they stripped him of everything. He went to live in Hamburg. My shrestum, he wasn't such a, he lost almost everything, but he was a gvir otzim in Russia before the revolution. He still had some money left over afterwards. And my shrestum remembered, he used to come to Tells in the 30s, he's supposed to go around to the bar, need some money. He couldn't live without giving money away. He had to give money away. It was like his life. And Grada, the Sefer by Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, called the Derek Eitz HaChaim, And there it's mentioned that he once said that, you know, all the Gevirim I met in my life, most Gevirim, they're very eager to give money, then they burn out. The only one Gevir I ever met, who Mamish never burnt out, this is Binyamin Benish Dennis. My wife, my Shvigar's grandfather, my wife's great-grandfather. So Binyamin Benish Dennis, he said, he doesn't say why, but that's how it is. My Shvigar said, that's Gevir the Chilek. If you met him, you know why. Because everybody else thinks they're giving, everybody else gives. So if you're giving, that's why you burn out. I gave away so much. If the giver thinks he's giving, so then, yeah, I gave so much. I'm tired of giving already. But the giver thinks he's a taker. That's all he is to give. And he's getting much when he's giving. He feels, Mamash, I can't live without the giving. And Mamash, I get so much from the giving. I need to give. So he's getting. So he said, Binyamin Benish Dennis was a Zaman giver, who Mamash couldn't live without the giving. He was getting more than he gave. So he never burnt out, because he got, every time he gave, he got. At any rate, Zog Deli Morinayim, that Oni Vevian Zazoy, Dabas Oni Vevian. The Oni is the person who needs to tank. That's his Oni. But the Evian who's Toyv Lakoil, he's a real Nitzrich, is the person who wants to give and doesn't know where to give it to him. So imagine you have a big shear in the boy. Imagine I have the shear tonight to give you, and you wouldn't show up. Who'd be more Tzabrachan? You'd be Tzabrachan so you didn't hear the shear? Or I'd be Tzabrachan? Of course I'm more Tzabrachan, so you don't even know what the shear is all about. You have no idea the goodies that I've planned for you. So you didn't make it one night. You didn't make it. So, no. Sorry to make very foolish, disappointed. That's about it, the length and breadth of it. Yeah, maybe he said something good. I feel a little bit, I missed a good fart. Okay, no, nishke feilich. But me, I'm sitting here with this great shear in my boich. I know how good it is. And his mom is pressing on me, I want to give it over. Such gems, such beautiful things. And I can't give it. I'm a tzabrach and a mensch. I'm an evian. And you're just an ani, I'm an avian. So David was an ani avian. Maybe that's talking to the $2. His name is Dadnet. He didn't mention that point. But he says, and therefore, Zokta, that's why the Yisoid is, Ein Melech B'Layom. Where does it say that? Chazal, Ein Melech B'Layom. It's Pirkei Avlazer. Pirkei Avlazer, Perek Gimel says, there's no king without a nation. So the king is needier than the people. The king needs the people more than the people need a king. We can't live without a king. The king can't live without the people. He's got to have a job. The people, we're living quite well in America without a king. We don't have King George. He's just President George. So we have no king. But the king can live without a king. But the king without his... Ein melech b'layom, without an army, he's always kabbalishmacher. He's always king. So the king is a big tainuk. So that's what the Zohar Kodesh meant when it says, less tivu, there's no good... Unless you have less TV Sharia, Basardi is Dukhra of a Nukva, you have to both. The Dukhra is the Zohar wants to give. And the Nukva is the one that's accepting. So listen to this. Now here comes the Goyness. He says, a Nukva is Tzimtzum. Because the Nukva is not her, the Nukva who's the Makabel is less Mishtaikik. The Nukva, the Makabel is less yearning to take than the giver is to give. So I looked at your door that this guy's chalishing to get $1 million out of you. And he's mamash chalishing for the money. But the emes is, again, if we were beseder and knew what tzedakah was, we'd be chalishing the $1 million more than he. So he says the Makabel is always a bechina, is more of a tzimtzum than the noisin. The noisin has a much balpi. If we be, whatever we're nice and whatever we're shtaiki to give, it's a bigger thing than the makabel. She says that's the pshat that women, the one says about metziah meridik isha inet sar b'orchem, because the orech, a woman inet sar b'orchem, a woman nukva is a makabel, and the women are always been Thompson. Because why? Because the Oyrich really in this case is the Makabel. The woman is the giver. And the Oyrich will be a Makabel, and she knows that the Makabel has to be Thompson like the Kli of the Makabel. So Zokta Ezoi. Gemara says in Bracha is called Bracha Shem, but Shem U Malchus and the Bracha. A Bracha does not have a Shem Hashem, and a Malchus is not a Bracha. Shem, he says, Hashem's name is Hamshacha. The name of Hashem is where your mom should have the Bracha from. And Malchus is Lashon Tzimtzum. symptom. It's not a bracha. You can't be cyberless. He says that's by a bricks nehenen with amshachas milamal lamata. But Shmona Esrei, where it's fakert, is milamata lamala, then you don't have the symptom bechlal, because you're not mamshach milamala. So if you don't have the malchus, which is symptom, in Shmona Esrei. Whoa, slow. What did you just say? Yeah, I hope I understand myself. Zok there, there's two kinds of brachas. Okay, let me... Two kinds of brachas. There's a bracha like a birkas nehenen. A birkas nehenen is the pshat that I'm making every time I eat a piece of bread. The bread's right in my hands. But I have to make sure the more there'll be more bread in the world. So I'm mamshich a bracha, so I'll say more bread. I drank a glass, I'm drinking this, as they say, shakam levizvar, to make sure there's more water. I'll be mamshich more. When I'm bringing it from above to below, mela'elu latata, when I bring it from above to below, the shefa is so big that it has to have a tzimtzum. I can't just get one big gush tsunami of bracha down here. I won't be able to makabel it. So I have to what? Have a tzimtzum. Malchus is tzimtzum. Because you just said a melech, there's no melech below yom. The melech has to have, the melech needs very desperately to give. The melech has to give, but it has to be done what's good for his Yeah, and it has to be given properly. Just like a mother can't give so much milk to the child in one shot. She has a tremendous necessity to give to the child, but the child, she can choke the child and drown the child in their milk. So that has to be a tzimtzum. So when it's a birkas nehenen l'moshel, where I'm bringing the shefa from above to below, you have to have malchus. You have to mention Hashem's name, malchus, is a tzimtzum. I have to mit tzimtzum, because I can't take the shefa from above to below with the ganze knack. If I get the whole big gusher in one shot, I'll be overwhelmed. I'll be knocked over. I'll drown it. So where is the Gemara say you have to have shem malchus when it's a bracha of shefa milatata? So you have to have a tzimtzum. But by Birkish from the Esrei, we're fakert. It's me talking to the Baruch Shalom. I'm not taking things from the Baruch Shalom. I'm giving to the Baruch Shalom Kaviyachol. I'm sitting here, and I'm being Tnuwais and Lakim. Like the whole Nefesh HaChaim about this, that the holy site of Brachas is the gift that, in Shmona Esrei, is the gift to the Baruch Shalom. Chana Hitichot Zvereh Klapi Mala. But Chana Davin, she was like shooting arrows to Shemayim. I'm shooting, so to speak, Kaichas to the Baruch Shalom. The Baruch Shalom made the whole Bria and Azam and Life, and that we actually give Kaichas to the Baruch Shalom. When we daven, we're giving koyach to the Baruch from the Bria, because we're the Balabatim of the Bria. Hashem made us the Balabatim. We give Kaviyachal Hashem koyach to the Manik the Bria, according to what we give him a bracha. But my bracha, the whole Yisrael is that my little words should become big. Zach Kotlin Gadli here. So if one asks me to give bracha, there's no Malchus. Because Malchus is Tzimtzum. I don't want Mitzamtzum. I start with Tzimtzum. I am Tzimtzum. You don't have Mitzamtzum. But it's coming from my mouth and it's going upwards. You don't have to have malchus. So therefore, the bracha goes what? Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Kedemus Hashem, Elokeinu Kedemus Seinem. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Avraham. No malchus over there. You know why there's no malchus? Because it's becoming from me. Malchus is tzimtzum. I am tzimtzum. I want to get bigger. It says, no malchus. It says, Melech Hazer Mashiach again, Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Avraham. Because the Melech Hazer is the one to Rabbanu Shalom Taka. I'm saying, Rabbanu Shalom, I am giving you koyach by this bracha Shmona Esrei. And therefore, I'm ending Melech, Hashem, Oyzer, please help. Moshiach, Yimoshiach me, Yimogim, Yimogim. If you're at Taka, I'm asking you what you send down to me. So I share the word Melech already. So here's the word Melech, but not in the bracha per se. It's in the middle of the bracha, so to speak. The bracha starts off, Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Avosenu. Hashem, I'm talking to you, I may have kor on you. I don't want to be like the others. Masih, Yimaisa, Maisa, Voisai. So the opening words of Shmona Esrei is me. I'm being mala myself to the Rebbeinu Shalom. I want to be like the Avos or the Merkava. So I'm going from the bottom to the top. There's no need for the word Melech over there. Because it's coming from Tzimtzum. Only brings in, if I can't need it, it's coming from no Tzimtzum. It's coming from Ein Seif. It has to be limited with the Malchus. You with me? So he says, that's the pshat. When you say the noise was I tiftach ufia get to secha, so the Rebbeinu Shalom speaking in me, the shechin is there b'tach groini, and the mele it's a meridik. He says a marshal nifla. He says the marshal nifla is. I can't say the marshal. it's the mashal. But I'll tell you, I'll conclude with a mashal I heard yesterday. Hermer de Gazach. This you say. Something like this you say. You know, Rabbi Sai, Samol Gaven Agrei Semench, from the Gedali Rishonim, the Marami Rattenberg. The mayor of Rattenberg. And Marami Rattenberg, you know, tried, there was a Meister with the Prince Rudolf, or Emperor Rudolf, wanted to capture him to get the Pidyon Shvuyim from the Yidden a huge amount of money. And the Marami Rattenberg heard about it, he tried to escape. I got some Meister, a Yid, a Shumad, found him and caught him, Kemper, and got him back, and the king put him in a castle called Inzesheim. And if you look at them in the Maram, there's a Maram on Taharis, and says he wrote these Chedushim while he was in Migdal Inzesheim. So he was there, I think, for 7 years, the Maram Rattenberg. And if we know, everyone knows that, he would not allow the Yidden of Germany to be Paidim, because the Gemara says, in Gittin, you know, ain't Paidim as Hashun, Yosef Echdei Demeim. We don't want to encourage the Goyim to do these kind of things. So he's the God Lador, and that's an example. So Rishumi Yavayfani would not allow the Yidden to pay this huge amount that the emperor wanted to get money from the Yidden. However, when he died, maybe came in a chaloyim, I'm not sure exactly how it worked, but when he died, he was Maidia that he would allow them to ransom. They wouldn't let him his body out after he died. So I think he came in a cholim and told somebody that whoever will be paid to him, his remains, and bury him in the base island in Worms, so that person will be buried next to him. And the person has the choice of two things. Either he zeicha that not only is he buried next to him in this world, but he'll be his partner in Gan Eden in the world to come. And he'll mamish all the everything he's masnik in Gan Eden, the person who takes his body out will be zeicha to as well. He'll sit next to him in Gan Eden. Whatever he sees, this guy will see. Or the Yid wants to be zeicha to Arichas Yom Muflik in this world. He can have a long, long, long life. That's the choice. Long, long, long life, or you could have Chavus Shaf Nolam Hava. And so this fellow named Alexander Ziskind came up with the money. I was talking buried next to him. What do you think his choice was? What would you choose, my dear friend? Do you want the Chavus Shaf? Okay. What do you say? What would you choose? What do you think he chose? What did we choose? What do you think he chose, this guy? A chavrusa shaft or a long arichas yamim in this world? What? What would you choose, Isha?
He chose a long arichas yamim.
You think he chose arichas yamim? Yeah. Makes him a giver. The kid said this year that Alexander Ziskin chose the Chavrusa Shaft. He chose the Chavrusa Shaft of Umhaba to be together with the Ram Rabbi, whatever. What are you talking about? He'll be Zaych, the only Kaluya and the Ram Rabbi is Zaych to allow it. But you know, that's the story. But there was a Yid. No, he prepared himself for a little while. He died. His mom died very right after he got buried. And he chose to be in his Chavrusa and he died right after that. Yep, he died right away. So, you know, you heard that there was a great Sarov living in the Bronx. His name was the Malach. His real name was Rabbi Levine. Malach. It was all Chaburi called the Malachim and Torah Vadas in the 1930s, 1940s. The Chaim floor, and all the floors are all Malachim. They're old Lubavitchers. When Lubavitch was not what it is today. They're from the Amalek Lubavitchers. And this Malach was a very heilig Yid. He's a Rav in the Bronx. And I actually have a sefer of his. There's a fellow named Yudel Weberman. He's also a Malach. All the Webermans are Malachim too. From Williamsburg. This Yudel Weberman, he's a jeweler. He's retired already. He put out a sefer. The letters between the Malach and the son. He has a son living in Albany. The letters are Meridic letters. He was a Malach. They call him the Malach. I think he... The Velt says that he taught Reb Chaim Brisker Kabbalah. He was Reb Chaim Brisker's Rebbe in Kabbalah. His father died like around 1940. I forgot the details now. He came from Europe. He came to America with Saif Yom. He was a Rav in the Bronx. But Lamaisa, it was called the Malach. Anyway, the Malach said at Ashod that Alexander Ziskin didn't learn Chassidus. because you're doing Hasidus, especially in Chabad Hasidus, if you're doing Hasidus, he would have chosen long life. Why? Because he says, to be with Rami Rattenberg is Geluyim, but to be at Rechaz Yomim is Atzmos. What does that mean? What it means is that it's Geluyim. Geluyim means that you're standing by the Ravanishtam, you're sitting there and they're getting the Zivah Shechina. But what does it help you if you're not a Kli to Makabal? It's Helfnisht. You're going to get the Zivah Shechina, you get a tsunami of Zivah Shechina, you get a tidal of Zivah Shechina, and it's like, I'm going to take this whole big bottle of, you're going to pour it in one shot into this cup. It's not big enough. It'll just go, it'll just giss ice and just fall out. I'll get your 10-gallon bottle over here of seltzer, I'll put it in the 4-ounce cup over here, it gets wasted. It's one garnish from them. Forget you have tzar, it all gets wasted. So he says, if you learn Chassidus, you know that Atzmus is more choshev than Giluyim. So if you're sitting next to Amram Rabberg, you got a lot of Giluyim. But who is he? It's Nishkan Kli. Had he lived longer and prepared himself longer and better, he would have had a much better Lom Haba. That's exactly what Chazal, that's exactly the pshat in the Mipirk Yavis, that Yofesh Shoachas in Olam Haba than this world, as far as the Geluyim. But Yofesh Shoachas by Olam Hazem more than Olam Haba as far as preparing yourself. It's all emes. The Geluyim Olam Haba, 1 second is more Geluyim than you get in this whole world. But better 1 minute in this world is better than the Olam Haba, because this world, the longer you hear, 1 more minute, you're a bigger Atzmus. Your Metzius, your Atzmus, your essence, yourself gets bigger and you're bigger Kli. So the Kitzer says the Heilige Kedusha's Levi that when you're making a Birkas Nehenin, a Vaisa is even a Birkas Mitzvahs. When you're getting a Birkas Mitzvahs, you're getting a Gilui from the Ravan Shalom. A Bracha where you're getting something from the Mala has to have Malchus. Because when you're getting a Bracha that brings a Gilui, by a Birkas Nehenin, you're getting a Shefa of Gashmias. When you get a Birkas Mitzvahs, you're getting a Shefa of Ruchnias. You're getting a Shefa and saying, Baruch Adon Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedushanu Zav Zivonu Lenech Tzilna Mitzvah Hashem, send me the Asogah, send me the Geluyim, I want to do the Mitzvah properly. It's like Achana for the Mitzvah. Before I put on my Tzilna, I make the Bracha, so that the whole Bracha Ruchni, the whole Shefa of Kedusha and Oira that's supposed to come together with the Tzilin, Allah Shpos, should come to me. Mainly when I'm getting from above to below, and later the Tata, you have to say the word Melech, because Melech is a Tzimtzum. Because a melech is, again, a melech is ta'iv lakol. A melech is tzimtzum. Because he's a very tzimtzumtika person. He's very needy, the melech. Why is he very needy? Because he needs the See himself, he's not independent. So he's like a tzimtzum. A melech is tzimtzum by the He needs the It's like the famous story talk about the mamash, maybe it's the Goyish story. But I think that's what I'm going to say for it. That a melech once saw our imam, we were only bringing shmatas and latas and nakat and barvis. He said, oh, you're so needy. And the poor guy looks in the mouth and says, me needy? I'm not needy. I don't need very much. I'm very happy with my shmatas. You're needy. You need a palace to be happy. You need horses to be happy. You need an airplane to be happy. You need money to be happy. You need a throne to be happy. You need 1,000 wives to be happy. You need so much. It's Rachmanas and you. You're so needy. I'm no needy. I need very little. So the melech is really mitzumtzum. He needs a lot. He needs to give. He needs people. So Bekitzer, so the Shwana Esri, which is Melatata Leila. The Shwana Esri, what we're giving to the Rebbeinu, we're starting from the Tzimtzum. We don't have the Tzimtzum Vayit to forget, we want to make it bigger. So therefore, there's no Malchus Shwana Esri. So Goyne Shavar, I'll tell you, the Kedush Levi is going as a Chap. His Chaps are Meridic. He isn't even as Gomez, but he's such a Balkishan. I would love to hear a shiur from him. It's a different, you know, it's a different Mahalach than the Mori Naim. It's a different name. The Mori Naim is again, Hey Chazachim. And it's a chazor essentially, but the Ramanayim is heich. This Levi is it's geschmack. It's a whole it's a geschmack. It's a maracha. It's a geschmack azach. So maybe it's a mahalach now. Why say I never really? I must confess, I never got the word straight over there. Over there we say melach. On Shemesh Shuvah, we say Melech. We say Melech Hakadosh, Melech Hamishpach. Why would Taka put Melech? Maybe because such a gewaltig. What?
Melech is Tzimtzum. Din is also Tzimtzum.
Chesteva. Why do we want Tzimtzum? If Shmuel Esri says the Kedushas Levi of Pshat, I start from my Tzimtzum and I want to make it bigger. When it's starting from below, you don't have to be Tzimtzum. It is with Tzimtzum. So why do we say Shemesh Shuvah? So Vayistos, you have Melech to say Melech.
Shmuelch is not the din. It's not the din lamata.
But I'm talking about Darko, maybe the pshat is that there's such a big hashpah That's good for the pshat. During Aseret Me'tshuva, so do Azach Shefa, that even during Shemoneh Esrei, where it's coming from us, but the Shefa, so Azach Grois, the Asog and Aseret Me'tshuva, what's going on here, Aseret Me'tshuva, the Asog is Azach Gavaltik, even if I'm just standing Shemoneh Esrei, just standing in front of the Rabbanu Shalom, the Licht, and the Oira, and the Zechrinus, and the Malchus, and the Shaifers that's going on during Aseret Me'tshuva is so awesome, they have to mitzamtzam it by saying Hamelech HaKadosh and Hamelech HaMishpat. Because even though it's one answer, it's coming from me, but I'm standing in front of the Heilig Bashefer. So my Mela, during a Seret Be'etshuva, the Zag Giluyim, the Zelchi Giluyim, the Zelchi Oiris, they have to mitzamtzam it. Davka and Hamelech HaKadosh and Hamelech HaMishpat. Maybe. As such a, what? Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat, you say Melech. Yeah, okay. This is the side. We have to work it out, though. But we're giving you room in this God there. But I never, during a service, I talk, I never got a good start of heart why it's a melech over there. Rabbi Isaac, there's Levi, Rabbi Isaac, so we'll continue next week. Bez Hashem Yisborach. There's much more to talk about. But, okay, if you want to hear one, I'll tell you one very quickie. I see it on Lisa fast. I'll tell you the last little quick. One little quick on in the Kedush Levi behind the Geparsha, he says also Chap, such a Balkishan, he says right. So Ragnar said we were in our eyes like Chagovim, like little grasshoppers, and that's how we looked to them. So Rashi says, how do you know that he looked like grasshoppers to them? Famous Rashi, Shemano Imrim, the Molam Yesh Bekromim. We heard them saying, you know, there's little ants in the vineyards that look like men. They have human faces. What's funny ants? So we know that they thought of us like grasshoppers, so we heard them say about us, a bunch of funny ants. Now, Grad is the Baal Turim that says, Merde Gazat, the Baal Turim says that the Remoinim was so big in Eretz Yisrael. Baal Turim of North says the Remoinim was so big that they found a Rimon Klipa discarded on the floor, on the ground, and it was so huge, it was empty, it was huge, that all 12 meragim fit into it. And when the chever saw them, like all, in, they said, oh, there's a rotten rimon full of ants, because these ants must have eaten it up. All 12 fit into one rimon. That's how big the rimonim were. Anyway, but the obvious question is, what's going on? Where do you get the word the malam over here? It says in the pasuk, we know that they looked at us like Chagavim, but they said you looked like the Mullum. An ant is not a grasshopper. A grasshopper is not an ant. So what's the pshat? So he says, because it says the Yalkut Shemoni, that Talmai, one of the kings there, said, he saw them, he chapped that they're spies. And Talmai said to them, why do you want to be Kaibishai?